Bishul, Perek Beis, Seif Tes Vov. Shehiyah Betoch Tanur Chashmali. To go and do Shehiyah in an oven, electric oven. Also, the same thing will be a gas oven. Tanur Chashmali, also the Hashes Betochom Achalim, Shlegiyu Rishir Bishul Shomachu Ben Drusoy. Vafiru Im Suman Bekaftoy Matzav Shabbat. Well, Vatanu Einu Gor for Kotum, Ein Behet Shehiyah. שיש לו חוש שמה יסיבי וסקפת ויגבי את חום האש. He says you're not allowed to leave any foods, any things to cook inside an oven. He says an oven which is electrical oven. The same thing would be if an oven is gas oven, like one has sometimes in Chutzlot. Even if it's written on the tanur that it's Matzav Shabbat, the Matzav Shabbat only helps you, there shouldn't be a thermostat. But it doesn't help you to be Gor for Kotum. If it's not Gor for Kotum, you're not allowed to leave it on if it is not cooked by Machul Ben Drusoy. If it's already been cooked Machul Ben Drusoy, like we learned before, there's no problem from Shia. But if you've got a problem from Shia, it's not cooked by Machul Ben Drusoy, then it'll be a problem from Shia. A problem from Shia, we won't allow you to leave it in the oven. But Eitzel Azeh, if he doesn't speak to Vashon Meboidim in the type of Kishi Anal, to have a devek on the kaftor, that makes boy as a chom, the reason that he can't save as a kaftor, without the hanyo, kvish that he will come to Musif Yudches. He says, Eitzel, it gives you a way of getting out the problem, that according to the Oich Shabbos, he holds that if you put on sellotape on the knobs, it is enough. Like he'll discuss later on, he holds, or Shabbos holds, it is enough, therefore he gives this etzah to you, that you can go and cover the knobs with sellotape, and it's enough, like we'll learn later on. It's not so straightforward, what he says, that's what the Oich Shabbos holds. Lema ma'achalim kvai spashnu me'ev Shabbos b'shem ma'achal ben drusoy, mutel ha'ashoysu metanu, ha'ne dafke kashe in ha'tanu mechuba le'tumistav, ach metanu ha'mechuba le'tumistav, yesh lishol chochem ketel inok. If the machal is already cooked machal ben drusoy, then we've got no problem from shear with this machal. Therefore, the whole problem is only thermostat on that. And one has to know if it's got no thermostat, it's got matzav Shabbat, you've got no problem. If it's got matzav Shabbat, if it's got no matzav Shabbat, you've got a problem from thermostat. One has to know how to use it on Shabbos. So if there's zayin shear gabe machshim am yodim lechim umabayis, to go and leave food to cook on something which is not made to cook with. It's made to go and heat the house. Matkanei chimum amyodim lechimum abayis. Ve'im yigidim klal levash la'alehem. Ein bem isa shio. V'chei mutal ha'ashu tav shlo agab rediyata amyod lechimum abayis. Chen agab atanu chimum she'im yigidim lecham imolov tav shilin. If a person wants to leave on the radiator a food, since this radiator is not made for cooking on it, or if it's got some sort of a cooking way on which one does heating way which one does on normal weekdays when used for heating the house, there's no problem to go and warm it on there because the warming on is not in a place which one normally cooks. Chazal did not make a gzeira on a place which is not usually a place which one cooks. יש לי זו של לעטוף את הכדה בסמיכה ולנהגה במסכני חימום אלה שמיסה עצמונה מזו והמויסיב חבל we'll have to know that sometimes the problem from עצמונה we'll have to know how to get over the problem עצמונה if you cover it with a blanket or something which is completely covered even if it is not the way from Bishul has got a problem from עצמונה sometimes as the Hashem will learn Hilchas עצמונה